This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Podcast of audio reading service volunteers reading the obituaries from the Journal Gazette is provided by the Allen County Public Library for the sight and print impaired and made available with the permission and cooperation of the Journal Gazette.
And now let's go back to our live reading of this morning's Journal Gazette with Marcia and Mitch.
We're back from our break, and we will now read obituaries from the Journal Gazette. The following obituaries have been edited. To hear an obituary in its entirety, please call the station at 260-421-1376. We will begin with several obituaries that were published in yesterday's issue of the Journal Gazette. Because of the library's closure yesterday for staff day, these have not yet been read. We'll conclude with the obituaries from today's newspaper, and we'll be starting now with Tuesday, September the 30th.
In Fort Wayne, Ann Markley Miller, 89, of Fort Wayne, passed away peacefully September 18th after a five-year journey with dementia. In 1954, she married the love of her life, Gerald Miller, and raised three children. Anne and her family enjoyed spending time with family and friends. She loved taking the family on annual family vacations, watching the grandchildren in all of their sports, and even cheering on the Snyder Panthers. When she wasn't spending time with her family, she could be found with book in hand or playing bridge with her lifelong friends. Anne was a member of St. Joseph United Methodist Church. Anne is survived by her children, Jeff Miller of Fort Wayne, Linda Johnston of Rome City, and Greg Miller of Fort Wayne, sister Marilyn Magley of Centralia, Missouri, three grandsons, two granddaughters, and a host of great-grandchildren. Anne is predeceased by her beloved husband of 65 years, Gerald. Funeral services will be 11 a.m. Thursday, October 2nd at D.O. McComb and Sons Maplewood Park Funeral Home with visitation from 9 to 11 a.m. Committal and burial at 6 Mile Cemetery, Bluffton will be at 1:30 p.m. Memorials may be made to Alzheimer's Association or Elios Hospice Care of Fort Wayne. Ronald W., or Ron Shepherd, 76, of New Haven, went to join his wife on September 28th. He was born in Tell City, Indiana. For most of his life, he worked in the restaurant industry. Ron owned multiple restaurants for 20 years. He was a manager for Lee's Famous Recipe for several years and most recently retired from FXI. Ron enjoyed music, camping, and loved his family and dogs. Ron is survived by his children, Ronnie, Dax, Toby, Shepherd, Tara Meyer, and Cece. CG. Zahner. 17 grandchildren, 25 great-grandchildren, sisters Patricia Kaler and Linda Paulson, brother-in-law Kent Smith, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral service will be on Thursday, October 2nd at 11 a.m. with visitation 1 hour prior at Fairhaven Funeral Home and Cremation Service, Fort Wayne. Visitation will also be on Wednesday, October 1st, today from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the funeral home. Memorials may be made to Humane Fort Wayne.
Continuing in Fort Wayne, Geraldine Lidgard Trosvig. Geraldine Lidgard Trosvig, 86, of Prospect Heights, Illinois, passed away September 27 at Glenbrook Hospital. Born in Grand Rapids, Michigan, she was a former resident of Fort Wayne. She enjoyed spending time with her friends and family, playing cards, going antique hunting, and many days of cheering for her grandchildren in sports and arts. She also had a deep love of animals and rescued many during her lifetime. She was preceded in death by her husband, Howard, in 2005, survived by her daughter, Colleen Scholl of Prospect Heights, two grandsons and one granddaughter, 11 great-grandchildren, brother Paul, sister-in-law Sue Lidgard, sisters-in-law Lillian and Marlene, and many nieces and nephews. Services will be privately held for family members. Memorials to any local food bank or animal shelter of your choice would be appreciated. For Geraldine Lidgard Trosvik. Columbia City, Janelle R. Ott Hicks. Janelle R. Ott Hicks, 90, of Columbia City, passed away on September the 23rd at Miller's at Oak Creek. At Oak Point in Columbia City. She was born in Fort Wayne. Growing up in Washington Township, Whitley County, she graduated from Washington Center High School in 1953. In 1954, she married Virgil Sonny Hicks Jr. They made their first home in Washington Township until 1962, when they moved to a farm in Cleveland Township, where she was a full-time homemaker and assisting on the farm as they raised their four children. Sonny died in 2014. Janelle was very active in her community, serving as a Girl Scout leader, the Whitley County Homemakers, the Democratic Ladies Group, and Country Quilters Club. A faithful member of the Church of the Nazarene, she led Bible studies and taught Sunday school. Family was always her priority, and when the grandkids came along, they became her focus and joy. She was an avid reader and enjoyed sewing and teaching her grandchildren to quilt. Surviving are her children, Laura Malta, Sue Southall, Thomas Hicks, and Margaret Fry, seven grandchildren, numerous great-grandchildren, and a brother, Jeffrey Ott, a sister, Jill Deaton, a brother-in-law, Terry Hicks, and many beloved nieces and nephews. The funeral service is at 4 p.m. Saturday, October the 4th, at Smith & Sons Funeral Home, Columbia City. Visitation is from 11 a.m. until the service Saturday at the funeral home. Janelle will be laid to rest beside her husband at the South Whitley Cemetery. Memorials in Janelle's honor are to the Church City, are to the Columbia City Church of the Nazarene or the Alzheimer's Association for Janelle R. Ott Hicks. In Harland, Thomas Edward Walters, 83 of Harlan, passed away on September the 29th. Arrangements by Harper's Community Funeral Home of New Haven for Thomas Edward Walters. Hoagland, James Jim Parks, 82, passed away on August the 19th. Arrangements by Elsie Patterson Rodak Home for Funerals of Fort Wayne for James Jim Parks. And in New Haven, Brian Douglas Huguenard, 64, of Beaumont, Texas, formerly of New Haven, passed away on September the 23rd. Arrangements by the Harper's Community Funeral Home of New Haven.
The following appeared today in today's paper of the Journal Gazette. In Fort Wayne, Lois E. Harmon, 93, of Fort Wayne, was called home on September 27th. She was born in Fort Wayne. Lois graduated from Avila High School. She married the late Richard Harmon. He preceded her in death in 1987. Lois retired from Magnavox after 25 years. Church was her main life. She was a lifelong member of the Apostolic Church. Throughout her life, she enjoyed horses, rodeos, painting, reading, music, and spending time with her family. Lois was a very avid and skilled painter. Each painting she gave away to loved ones. Lois is survived by her children, Kathy Gongwer, Marge Brown, and Richard Harmon, eight grandchildren, 19 great-grandchildren, four great-great-grandchildren, and a host of relatives and friends. Funeral service will be on Saturday, October 4th at the Abundant Life Tabernacle at 12 p.m. with visitation 1 hour prior. Burial will follow the service at Prairie Grove Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to Stillwater Hospice. Carl W. Kratzman, 85, of Fort Wayne in Jimerson Lake, died September 27th. Retired from Slater Steel. Survivors include wife Sylvia, children Kevin Kratzman and Lori Trowbridge, four grandchildren and three great-grandchildren. Visitation is 4 to 7 p.m. Thursday, October 2nd at Divine Mercy Funeral Home with a vigil service at 3:30 p.m. Funeral Mass, 10:30 a.m. Friday in the St. Charles Borromeo Catholic Church with visitation from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. in the church. Burial in Leo Memorial Park with graveside services at 2 p.m. Friday. Memorials to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital or the Cedars Retirement Community. And Mary Frances Gillenwater, 90, of Montpelier, passed away on September 27th. Arrangements are by Walker and Glancy.
Continuing in Fort Wayne, William Taylor Bill Crawford. William Taylor Bill Crawford, 89, of Fort Wayne, passed away on September the 27th at the Townhouse Retirement Community. Funeral service is at noon, Friday, October 3rd, at Brookside Church, with calling at 10:30 a.m. until the service time. Pastor Joe Hines officiating. Memorial contributions may be directed to the Woodburn Christian Children's Home, Woodburn, or Brookside Church of Fort Wayne, for William Taylor Bill Crawford. In Ossian, Robert E. Sluter. Robert E. Sluter, 85, of Ossian, passed away on September the 22nd. He was born in Asheville, North Carolina. Robert worked as an equipment installer before retiring from Verizon. He is survived by his wife, Patricia, sons Eric, Aaron, and Sean Sluter, and five grandchildren. At this time, no services are scheduled for Robert E. Sluter. This concludes the obituaries. To hear a complete obituary, please call the station at 260-421-1376.